Kerry Benninghoff is the Republican majority leader in the House. He's been with us before, and today is a big day to have him back with us to see what happens next and what can be done here. Mr. Leader, welcome back. Thanks for joining us again in Philadelphia.
Well, thank you very, very much, and thank you for caring enough to have us on the show.
Well, we do. You guys are in the catbird seat again. You know, Kerry, the thing we're looking at, federal court today with some friends we have in Montgomery County are pushing forward this rogue Pennsylvania Supreme Court. Democrats have won everything they wanted. For some reason, though, they had a thing about the secrecy ballot saying, hey, you can't mess with it, from the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. And yet in Montgomery County, Bucks County, and Philadelphia, we know they had machines or whatever, and they allowed people to come in and, quote, cure their vote. Is that happening across the state, and what are your thoughts on it?
We're getting small reports on that. We'll be continuing to watch that. It's inappropriate. We think that we've had given plenty of time for people that want to do a mail-in ballot. They had the option to go and vote in person yesterday, even if they tried to use their mail-in ballot. So we provide many opportunities. And, you know, the Republican Party is all about having safe but secure elections. We want all eligible votes to be counted, but we don't think people should be doctoring them up. We sure as heck don't think they ought to be counted after Election Day if they were not sent in prior to close of Election Day. It's not fair. It's not fair to the people who did things properly. We have rules in our life for a reason, whether it's paying your car payment, paying your mortgage, or even paying the government your taxes. Those have to be done in a timely manner, and elections should be no different.
Yeah, that's the critical thing. We all realize that. You got to have some deadline in life, and now this may go on till Friday. What else are you seeing around the state? How about in the horse race part of this? My math, I'm still looking at the Secretary of State's page today, tells me this is pretty close to call. I can see Biden at a 75% rate with the remaining ballots that are apparently out there making it up, but I don't know that he's going to get that across the state on those mail-in ballots.
Well, I think they're assuming that every mail-in ballot is going to vote straight Democrat. That's not necessarily the case. We saw that all across the Commonwealth. The voters were very boisterous, and I think that they obviously look to be returning our party back in the majority in House of Representatives. We actually look like we're going to be coming back strong. I think the average citizen, regardless of party, at this point is just frustrated. They're tired of some of the things that have been going on the last 7 or 8, 9 months. They want to get their lives back on track, their children back to school, and really prepare for the holidays without having to be sequestered in their home. We can't be having these draconian blanketed rules that are closing down some of our businesses that, frankly, may not be open. And they don't like all the mayhem. I mean, it's crazy when you look across the Commonwealth and across the country, people having to border up their businesses and put plywood up because they're afraid they're going to get destroyed due to election. That just makes no sense to me.
Here in Philadelphia, the places I know and people I know, Leader, it's kind of like people in hurricane. It's not extraordinary anymore. They have the plywood there and they just do it. That's bad. If you're in the hurricane zone, you get used to it. We shouldn't get used to it here in the Commonwealth.
No, you know, it's funny. When I had children when I was younger, I remember the doctor saying, just remember, wrong's wrong, regardless if your child didn't have any kind of challenges. And I think adults should be smart enough to understand that, too. Stealing, looting, damaging other people's properties is not the way we express our frustrations if you don't have things go the way you want. That's why we have laws in our life. That's why we have rules in our home. It sets a course for what type of proper behavior we accept and punishment for those who try not to follow those rules.
Now, I haven't seen your name on this. I wanted to ask you, have, I think, a congressman who has a federal suit. Some Republicans saying that the Secretary of State ought to resign, because I think it's pretty clear to me. I read the Supreme Court opinion, and she apparently gave the go-ahead to various party people to call up voters and say, your vote is off. We know that because of the weight of it or signature or whatever. Are you one of the guys saying that she ought to resign because Governor Wolf is pushing back on that today?
That's obviously a document that came out of the Senate, Senate Pro Tem, Senate Majority Leader. But at the end of the day, we can't have somebody in one of those high seated positions changing the rules in the middle of the game. And that's what basically we're seeing. The secretary should be representing all people, not a particular party, should not be taking marching orders from the governor's administration, regardless if they may be registered as the same party. Elections are about representing all people, and I think everybody wants to have fair, safe elections. And, you know, if you're not going to do the job by according to what you're supposed to be doing, if you're going to change the rules in the middle of the game, then maybe you're not suited to be doing that job. And I think our county commissioners and our elections boards have worked very, very hard to try to do the best they could on election day. But they can't have somebody coming out a couple days before and saying, oh, well, maybe you should be counting those ballots. At the end of the day, rules are there for a reason. And we can't be arbitrarily picking whose ballot gets counted and whose doesn't. It's not fair to those people who follow the rules and do things right.
Any other legal action or legislative action? What are you looking at? Or are you in a wait-and-see attitude? Do we see how this shakes out in Pennsylvania?
Well, you know, we obviously thrown a little bit of a curveball last night when some of these areas decided to suddenly just stop counting. That was not appropriate. This is their job. You know, this is the big day. And you need to be prepared for that, whether you got to set up shifts of workers, whether you got to get extra counting machines or have extra employees there, as many counties did. And kudos to many of the counties across the Commonwealth who did a great job. I come from a very large county. They started doing mail-in ballots about 8 o'clock, told me they'd probably be done by 10, 10:30, which they did. There's a lot of high-speed counters. I know Allegheny had several of those in the primary. There's really no excuse that this was not done on a timely manner. They've made arbitrary decisions to suddenly at 10 o'clock, we're going home. That's not fair to the voters, especially those who stood outside for a couple hours waiting to vote, cast their vote, do their constitutional duty and cast their constitutional right. And
yeah, look, I agree with you. We can't in future elections let this word patience. You know, I get patience, but this is unfair. Philadelphia got $10 million in extra funding, as you know, from a nonprofit in Chicago in addition to their own. They certainly could have put in whatever machines they were at the convention center, however many more people they needed, just to get this over with. That's what people want to know, what the result is.
And those machines count thousands and thousands of votes very rapidly. And I think your comment there is absolutely right. $10 million extra dollars. Center County saw $800,000 come in, and they hired 300 people extra outside of what their elections office normally would have done prior to using paper ballots. Remember, a year ago, we weren't voting like this, and we are, and we learned through the primary, and they made the changes, their adjustments. There's no excuse. Frankly, I've been using the analogy. You go to the Super Bowl. It happens one time a year. You don't take one quarterback. Something's going to happen. You may have to have a backup. Well, why wouldn't you be doing this in this process? This is your job. Your job is to count the votes, do it safely, do it accurately, and do it fairly, and get it done in a efficient amount of time, even if it meant they had to have shifts working around the clock. The voters should expect no less than they would at any other business.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Please let us know if there's any updates on anything. We'd love to talk with you again.
Well, we appreciate your coverage, and your listeners are very fortunate to have you keeping them up to date.
Thank you, Kerry. Thank you very much. Thanks for joining us today.